Cobbs Allen and CAC Specialty present Making the Claim for DE&I. Now here's your host, Aaliyah Bradford.
Hey everyone, welcome to Cobbs Allen and CAC Specialties Making the Claim for DE&I podcast. My name's Aaliyah Bradford, and I sit on our HR team as well as co-lead our company's DE&I committee. Today, I am joined by Mike Rice, our CEO. Mike, thanks so much for joining.
Oh, thanks, Aaliyah. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. We're so excited to have you. We knew you would be the best person and bring the best perspective to kick us off as we launch this podcast. So for today's topic, we are highlighting April being Celebrate Diversity Month. Diversity is going to be our main focus for today's conversation. Does that sound like a plan to you?
Sounds like a great plan. I hope I'm not the best, but I'm just one of the many good thinkers on the topic.
Well, we're excited, and I know our colleagues are as well. But before we get started, I just wanted to lay the foundation that this is a safe space and we are learning together. So we might not have it 100% right all the time, but I think it's important and necessary to learn and grow together as we try to make our organization more equitable, diverse, and inclusive. So with that being said, let's get started. First things first, Mike, what does diversity mean to you personally?
That's a big, broad question, Aaliyah, but let me take a stab at it. First thing I'd say is it's a way of living and thinking. It's just really, really important. When I think about my role as a leader within CAC, my role really involves and includes attracting and working with colleagues from sets of different ethnic, social backgrounds and different genders, customs, religious beliefs, and personal orientations. Diversity of thought and experience make us more relevant with our clients and with our markets. As I mentioned before, it's just a really, really important and relevant topic for how we're building our firm.
Absolutely. I always like to say diversity is any dimension that can differentiate groups from one another, and inclusion is accepting those differences. So perfect. For our listeners, you have been working with Nona Lee at Truth DE&I Consulting on shaping our organization into a more equitable and inclusive environment. How do you feel those conversations with Nona have impacted you?
Well, I'd start by saying I view my interactions with Nona as very powerful and very helpful to me. I actually view Nona as a business coach at this point in our relationship, and we've been having conversations and interactions for, you know, probably 4 or 5 months now. I very much enjoy those interactions. When I think about Nona and the things that we talk about, it she makes me a better thinker. She makes me more aware of my actions and, quite frankly, my inactions and my surroundings. My eyes are wide open every time I get off the phone with her.
Oh, I love that. So, Mike, is there anything that has taken you by surprise while working with Nona?
Yeah, Aaliyah, lots. The biggest surprise for me was my understanding of what diversity meant. Nona's made me realize that diversity is not just a color. I think we get so caught up in diversity and black and white and brown. And what Nona's made me realize that diversity is so much broader. It's thought, it's customs, it's sexual orientation, it's where you were raised. It's just so much broader of a topic than you really think about. I would also say, and this is kind of recent, we're getting into this now, but unconscious bias is a very intriguing topic for me. As you start going through examples of it, it's just palpable, and it's all really correctable. But you know, the simplest things where you think you're doing something the right way can be construed by a whole generation of people that you may want to hire in the future in the wrong manner. And so unconscious bias, by its very nature, it's unconscious, is something you got to figure out how to be more aware of.
Absolutely. No, great perspective. And I know you've mentioned on some of our all-employee calls that we are dedicated to diversity, equity, inclusion. Why do you feel that diversity, equity, inclusion should be at the forefront of our company culture?
You know, we want to build our firm and take talent from all backgrounds. We want that talent to work here. We need to welcome people. We need to teach people. We need to challenge people. We need to incentivize our ever-growing workforce. And we need to demonstrate that we're going to look and feel different from everybody else. So diversity, equity, and inclusion being at the forefront allows us to make sure that we attract the right people, that they're joining a firm that values their values. And quite frankly, if we embrace it and we hire very talented people, it's just going to make us a better firm in the future.
Absolutely. I know you mentioned attracting more diverse candidates and employees. Are there any barriers to diversity and inclusion that you have seen in the insurance industry?
Well, I think perceptions, whether real or not, are a barrier of entry in the insurance industry. And again, as I mentioned earlier, unconscious bias is a barrier that we all have to be very cognizant of. When I think of our industry, certainly the outside perception of our industry, and it may be true, is that we're heavily weighted towards white males. You know, if we were to simply build our business, and our business has been all about growth, you know, we've increased our workforce by 20% a year. If we simply built that business by hiring people from the industry today, while we'll get some diversity of thought and experience and customs, it's not really going to allow us to look like the U.S. population at large. And I think that's a potential problem. It's something that we need to be cognizant of and aware of. We're going to continue to hire people from our industry. There's no doubt. Great experts and great people are what we're all about. But we need to make sure that we as a firm look more like the rest of the population.
So how are we trying to overcome those barriers?
Yeah, it can't. It's a good question. It can't just be rhetoric. It needs to be action oriented. Paul and I, a couple summers ago, mentioned to the entire team that we believe in diversity, equity, and inclusion, and we're going to show our beliefs in that via action as opposed to just talking about things. And so my personal belief of the best way for us to overcome this and overcome those barriers of diversity in our industry are to hire and train our own. We have an intern program that we've been doing since the very beginning of our existence. We've hired maybe 2/3 of the folks that have run through the intern program. The intern program has been staffed by a highly diverse group of people. We are very, very keen on hiring folks out of college or early in their careers and teaching and training them to be great colleagues and great client service advocates. By way of demonstration of the actions that we've taken, Denver's our biggest office within the CAC network. I think we have over 50 people here now. Amongst those 50 people, 1/3 of that staff is within 2 years, 2.5 years of graduating from college. It's made up by interns. It's made up by folks that didn't intern but recently graduated. It's made up by people that may be in their second job where the first job didn't work out the correct way. But when you look around, it makes you feel really good that that staff, that team of future leaders for us here at Cobbs Allen doesn't look like the historical insurance industry. And so I think our actions are speaking volumes, and there's a lot more to come in that regard.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Really appreciate that.
You're very welcome, Aaliyah. Thanks for including me.
This has been Cobbs Allen and CAC Specialties Making the Claim for DE&I podcast.
This has been a Cobbs Allen and CEC Specialty presentation.